And it's time for another Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports, and we're joined today by Zach Becker. Zach, welcome to the Senior Spotlight. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your family members.
I live on a farm a few miles from Pierce here. My parents are Brian and Kelly Becker. I have four siblings, three brothers and a sister.
Where do you rank in that family tree?
I'm the second oldest.
Second oldest, okay. Their names, your brothers and sisters?
Chris is the oldest, and it's Jared, Scotty, and my little sister, Leah.
Okay. Tell us, Zach, some of the things that you're involved in here as far as activities, studies, areas of interest that you have at Pierce.
I'm involved in a few events. I'm involved in track, peer helping, Epic, BPA, and I've done crew members for a couple plays already, too.
Okay, let's start there. Is it the musicals, the one-act play? Are you involved in all areas of the drama department as far as the crew?
I was involved in Shrek and Beauty and the Beast. For Shrek, I was a light crew on the light crew, and for Beauty and the Beast, I was a stage manager.
Talk about the light crew. How does that work? You know, people see the actors. That's the easy thing to see and, you know, understand, memorizing the lines and the songs and stuff. But the directions that it takes to be a light crew member, what all goes into that? You know, there's obviously certain cues that you have to have, know when to spotlight what actor.
Well, we just kind of ran through the show at the couple practices, and I just kind of had to learn whenever Miss Holland told me what to do. I would, like, write it down on the script so I knew when to do it and just kind of follow the main leads around.
All right. Well, it's almost spring, believe it or not, with all the snow on the ground here. What are you looking forward to for this track season?
Well, I'm hoping to make it to state this year and make some personal records or personal bests this year.
What events do you specialize in, Zach?
Mostly hurdles, the 110 high hurdles and the 300 hurdles.
Is one more difficult than the other? I mean, obviously the distance, but you know, one's a high hurdle, one's a low hurdle. Is there one that you feel you're stronger at, that you got a better shot at, or are they pretty equal in your mind?
They are pretty equal, but I would say the 300s are probably more my favorite. Rather than the 100 highs, just because they're higher and a little bit more difficult to get through.
How much technique work is done to be a hurdler? I mean, it's not just as simple out there as running and jumping. I mean, there's, you know, to tell about the preparation on how to become a good hurdler.
Well, I've been hurdling for a few years now, and it's just a lot of, like, technique, workouts, not necessarily just running the hurdles, but just doing little things that help improve your hurdling overall.
Does Mr. John Choi kind of lead you in that, or does he have an assistant? Do you have a specialist coach that kind of, you know, I know he works a lot with the pole vaulters, and, you know, you got different coaches that kind of specialize in that, but is there somebody that works with you more than anybody else on the track?
Usually Miss Jensen is in charge of the hurdles and stuff, so she's usually my coach for the hurdles.
All right. As far as the classroom, what type of studies do you enjoy, Zach?
Well, this year I'm taking quite a few college classes, and I don't know.
In what area? What type of classes?
Just kind of like your general first-year classes.
Well, that'll pay off dividends big time. What school are you looking at attending after you graduate?
I'm not sure yet, but I'm thinking maybe Bemidji or Mankato.
And area of interest that you'd like to possibly major in? I know kids go to school, and sometimes they don't decide or they change their mind once they get up there and find out that – and once they're exposed to some different avenue, that's the area they'd like to pursue. Do you have a general thought on which direction you'd like to go?
Well, I would like to go in the medical field, but that's about all I have right now. I'm still not sure on my specific degree.
What kind of interests you about that?
Well, I like helping people and stuff, and I don't know, I think medical stuff, just helping people and improving lives is pretty cool.
Tell me one thing about your high school experience that maybe people don't know or would be surprised that Zach Becker has learned here at Pierce. What's maybe one of the biggest obstacles or maybe fun or challenging things that you've had to overcome being a student here at Pierce?
Well, I would probably say, like, getting up in front of people and, like, speeches or anything, just getting in front of an audience and actually talking.
Okay.
That's probably one of the challenges I overcame.
Okay, how did you do that?
Well, a lot was with, like, classroom projects and stuff, but, like, for BPA, I ran for a Region 7 officer, so I had to give a speech in front of a few people, and they had a vote on it, so that was pretty intimidating, but I got through it.
Well, that's good for you. Any plans here in the next couple of months? Anything that you really want to tackle and kind of put on your resume here as you exit the doors here? Anything you're really looking forward to finish out your senior year?
Well, we have BPA State next weekend, so I'm really hoping to make it to Nationals for that. So it'd be pretty cool to go to California for that if I made it to Nationals.
How do you prepare for BPA? Give the people that maybe aren't as familiar with that program, what do you have to do to make a presentation there?
Well, there's a whole bunch of events you can choose from.
Different categories, yeah.
And I did, like, medical office procedures and graphic design, so you just had to, like, it's a lot of prep work on your own, and you go to the region meet or state meet, and you just kind of show what you did or take a test on the certain category you're in. And
how many people are you competing against there at, say, a region to advance to state and if you're fortunate enough to get to Nationals?
Each event kind of varies, but some events will have 20-ish people. Some will only have, like, 10. Like, my events, I know they had, like, 20 people in them.
As far as taking the college advanced classes here, how much time is that? How much harder is that than you think? Just your basic high school course load here, has that been really challenging to take the advanced classes?
It has. It took a lot of my time at home and just studying for tests and everything, because they are harder than regular high school classes. So it's just being able to manage your time and getting your work done.
What type of duties do you perform at home on the farm? Tell us about your home life.
Well, we have a chicken barn, so we do that, and we have crops and stuff too. We used to milk cows, but we quit that quite a few years ago. Okay. So.
All right. Well, any advice you'd give to young students here? Now you're on the downward slope as a senior here, but what about those freshmen or 7th, 8th graders that are coming up, maybe coming over and walking the halls here? What would you tell them that they need to do to appreciate their 4 years here at Pierce?
Well, I would just say get involved and try new things sooner than later.
Yeah.
Because I know for a lot of my activities I went into later, and I wish I would have done it earlier. There's activities I didn't join that I wish I would have.
Well, best of luck to you in your future. Thanks for joining us here, Zach.
Yep, thank you.
Zach Becker, he has been our senior spotlight here on You Are Their Sports.